you'd
backwards.
Say, okay, if you fell this way, it would be
on your face.
Okay, but the opposite of backwards generally would be
forward.
Okay. The things on a farm that they, you know, the plow goes through and the little trenches they cut, that a plow cuts?
Rows.
Okay. Or furrows, would you ever call them?
No.
Rows, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if a farmer has a good yield out of a field, he might say, we sure raised a big
crop.
Okay. And if he had to get rid of all the, let's say, all the trees and the brush and so on the land, he'd say he had to
clear the land.
Okay. And if he was talking about the amount of wheat that he was able to get out of a field, he would weigh, you know, to say the amount, he'd say, we raised 40, what?
I hope tons.
Bushels?
Bushels.
Bushels,
okay.
Probably. Okay. Now, if you and somebody else have to do a job, and you had to tell them about it, you'd say you and what?
If I had to tell them about it, I'd say.
Yeah. If
you and I are supposed to.
Okay. Would you normally, if you were just talking with a friend, would you normally do it that way? You and I have to do it, or would you more likely
we've
say
gotta.
We've gotta. We've
mm-hmm.
gotta. Or you and me? Would you say you and me have to do
mm-hmm.
it? It'd always be you and I, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you knock at, let's say you go to somebody's house and you knock at the door and you expect them to know the sound of your voice,
mm-hmm.
And they say, who's there? You would say, it's
me.
Okay. What about if you're answering the phone and you expect them to know the sound of your voice? They'd say, who is it? And you'd say, it's
Beverly.
Okay. Suppose it was, suppose we were sitting here and we were expecting somebody else, maybe Freddie, and he knocked at the door. You'd say, oh, don't worry about it, it's only
me.
Okay, or it's only, if we were talking about
it's that. Only Freddie.
Okay, if you wanted to use the pronoun, you'd say it's only, what, only him?
Only him.
If we were talking about a girl, then it would be only
her.
And if we were talking about two people, it would be
them.
Okay.
No, but when I said a minute ago about when someone knocked on the door and
mm-hmm.
they asked who it was, I'd say it's me. I have a bad habit of doing that.
I think that's what most people say.
Mm-hmm. It's me.
You know, every once in a while you hear somebody say, it's I, you know, but it's, you sure, doesn't it sound funny to you?
Yeah, it does.
Let me see, if you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, I'm not as tall as
you are.
Okay. If you're talking about somebody else, say he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay, and I'm not as tall as
he is.
And he can do it better than
I can.
And let me see, if something belongs to me, okay, you would say it's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And if it belongs to him, it's
his.
And if it belongs to her, it's
hers.
It belongs to them. It's
theirs.
Okay. And if there's a job to be done and nobody will do it for somebody, you'd say, yeah, he'd better do it
yourself.
Okay. Or he'd better do it
himself.
Okay. Then the kind of things you buy in the store that's made out of flour and baked in loaves.
Bread.
Okay. What are some of the different kinds of bread you get?
Wheat bread, sprouted wheat bread, raisin bread, bread, cinnamon rolls, buns.
Okay. What do you call, like, the normal bread you get? And if it's not wheat bread, just regular bread made out of flour?
Just bread, white bread.
White bread. You ever call that light bread?
Yeah, but I usually say white.
You usually said white bread. Does light bread strike you as old-fashioned or older use, or does it seem normal?
No, it's very unhealthy.
Okay.